Welcome to the Rockstar Principles of Success. I am your host, Dana Steele, and we are brought to you in part by WCD Speakers, Daily Success Publishing, and JFA Entertainment. Coming up on the show today, Tricia Cinema Ray. You'll find out I never do learn how to pronounce her name correctly, but she's just a fascinating woman. She's a speaker. She's an author. Her book, I'm Sick of This Shit. That's the name of it. I'm sick of this shit. Aren't we all saying that right now? I thought Tricia would be the perfect person to have on the show to talk about, you know, when it's time to make a change, what do you do? How do you get started? Where do you go? We go to Tricia Cinema something, and she will attempt to teach me how to say her last name several times on the show today. WCD Enterprises and Speakers makes booking talent for all your meetings, even during this virtual world. Whether it's a meeting or an event, you know it's virtual right now. WCD Speakers can make this a seamless process. Now, I know this because I use them on the speaker side. WCD Speakers has been representing my speeches for a long time, as well as hundreds of other speakers and entertainers. Whether you're looking for a motivational speaker, that's me, a business speaker, a trainer, an entertainer, it doesn't matter. WCD Speakers has you covered. They have access to high-profile talent, really, really famous people from all walks of life. They provide keynote speakers, thought leaders, industry experts, whatever it is you need. Do you need a keynote speech? Do you need a breakout session? Do you need entertainment after lunch? Whatever it is, WCD Enterprises, WCD Speakers has you covered. For more information, visit WCDSpeakers.com and see what they can do for you today. Welcome back to the Rockstar Principles of Success. Again, what are they? Passion, knowledge, networking, and appreciation. And joining us for the passion version, the passion section of this episode is Tricia Cinemaray. Did I do it good?
Cinemaray.
Okay, I'm close enough. It's Tricia. That's who it is.
Yes, you can call me Tricia.
Tricia has this great book. I mean, oh, I wish I had used this title. I love the title of her book. I'm sick of this shit. That could apply to so many things right at this very moment, starting with, you know, I'm tired of my husband. I'm tired of my child that's now living with us. I'm tired of cooking. I'm tired of cleaning. I'm tired of a pandemic. But seriously, you have such an energy and such a passion to you that you then are able to use to help others. I love your control, alt, delete. Take control of your future, mm-hmm. alter your mindset, and yeah. delete all doubt.
Absolutely.
This is such a perfect time to have you on because people are trying to figure out what's next. We have so many friends in the entertainment business, whether it's in music or theater. They're not going to work till maybe next year sometime. Mm-hmm. And they still have bills to pay. They still need to put a roof over their heads and food into their mouth and their families. So let's take this really odd initiative that's coming out of Washington. Try something new. You've done that your whole life. I've done it my whole career. But a lot of people are afraid. That's where that doubt comes in. So where does somebody start to try something new, Tricia?
Yeah. Well, first of all, thank you so much for having me on. I'm looking forward to our conversation and just chatting with you. But as far as, you know, starting something new, like I think sometimes when people hear about doing something new or making some kind of shift, they think it has to be like this huge monumental thing that completely flips their life upside down. And while some changes do have that impact, that's not lost on me. Sometimes you can try things and they can just be really small. And it really depends on your intention for trying something new, because that's something that I always talk about, is leading with intention. Kind of think about, what are some things that I would like to do, or what are some challenges that I've had in the past that I'd like to work on, and then pick something small and just get started. I think, you know, the biggest piece of trying something new is to just get started. And so, just kind of do a mental audit of, okay, what does my life look like? What do I want to do? What's something that's of interest to me? And just put one foot out, and then you're moving one step after another.
People are so frightened of failure. Mm-hmm. I like to point out that everything Steve Jobs made did not succeed. Everything, right. You know, everything Bill Gates has invested in has not succeeded. Right. There's a great quote from Thomas Edison: "I've never failed at anything. I've just found 10,000 ways not to make a light bulb." But how do you, I mean, we laugh at that. It's a great quote. But Tricia, how do you, as a career coach, a life coach, a speaker, I added a new description to your title, ass kicker. I think you need that in there too. Because you do, you kick people in the ass and say, come on, just give it a try. But how do you coach people to get beyond that doubt, to get beyond that fear of failure?
Yeah, so I actually talk about failure quite a bit. I think that it's not something that's talked about enough. I think you see all of these successful people, and, you know, to some of those quotes that you mentioned, that people just think that successful people just blink their eyes and they are where they are. And that's not the case. There are so many failures that are happening every single day, but I think the way that you look at it is like, okay, maybe this is not a failure. This is an opportunity for me to grow in a certain space, or this is an opportunity for me to learn. I think that us putting a label as failure around so many things, so many attempts, so many things that, you know, it takes a little bit of courage to do, makes people not want to do them, because they don't want to be labeled as the failure. Or, you know, like if you're in a class or a training and they're like, do you have any questions? Nobody wants to ask questions because they don't want to look like the person that doesn't know everything. And like, nobody knows everything. I think that's pretty standard, right? Nobody knows everything. Everyone is still learning things every single day. And so if we can remove almost that negative connotation that, you know, if I try this and it doesn't work out, that I'm a failure, then I think, you know, it's a little bit easier to navigate. And that's my approach. Like, okay, so you went on this interview. It didn't go the way that you thought it would. They threw some curveball questions. Let's talk about it, okay? Where do you think that you didn't do as well? Or where do you think you could have been stronger? And then we'll, you know, see if it's something that they had already been working on and say, okay, maybe that approach isn't working for you. Let's try something different. And so instead, it's not just, oh, I didn't do well on the interview. It's, okay, I didn't do my best, or this didn't give me the outcome that I'm looking for. Here are a couple of things that I know that I can work on so that I am keeping the momentum to continue to go forward. And then when I get that next interview, I can implement some of those things. And so if that person came to me and was like, Tricia, I just had this interview, I'm a failure, I'm going to crawl under a rock and never to be seen again, you know, that's a terrible way to look at it. But I mean, realistically, like, I've been there, so I get it. And so that's just kind of my coaching style when I'm working with someone, you know, around failures.
What was the catalyst for the book?
Oh, yes. So it's kind of an interesting story. My background is in HR, so I worked with university students for a very long time. And I was having a lot of conversations with them around like graduating and accepting a full-time job post-internship. And several of them were just not sure about the decision. I mean, terrified almost about making the wrong decision about what they were going to do after college. Like, I would always tell them, like, tattoos are permanent. This job decision that you're going to make.
I tell people there's no such thing as job jail. You're not in jail. You can move on if you don't like it.
Exactly. You're not a tree. You can move.
I love that one. You're not a tree.
So I had set out to create a checklist to help them just get to a point of mental clarity so that, you know, they had to make a decision one way or another, right? Because those student loans are going to be knocking on the door pretty soon. And so I just wanted to help them get to a point where they can feel good about the decision that they were making, and just understand, you know, hey, this is the decision that you're making right now. There will be opportunities to pivot and be flexible, but getting to a place where you know what it is that you want, you know what you bring to the table, will help you feel more confident after making that decision. So I'm having these conversations with my candidates on one side and then talking with my girlfriends about, you know, where they are in their careers and their lives. And they were having some of the same kinds of internal conversations where it was like, okay, this is kind of where I've been for a bit. I don't love it. Like, I don't really feel excited about the work that I'm doing, but I'm not sure how do I move or how do I, you know, find other opportunities that are completely different from what it is that I'm doing now. And so the way that the title of the book came about is we were just talking about different positions that we had had in the past. And I was like, you know, you just get to that point and you're like, I'm sick of this shit. I'm ready to change. And I was like, you know, I'm working on this checklist for my candidates. I was like, I'm going to turn it into a book and I'm going to title it, I'm Sick of This Shit. And for the 12 months that I was like writing the book, it was like kind of almost in jest that that's what it would be named. And then when it got time for me to like push the final submit button to my publishers, I was like, you know, this is exactly the feeling that I want to convey. I was like, at this point, when you say I am sick of this shit, that's when you're going to be ready to make the change. But if you're still mildly annoyed, slightly irritated, you might just brush it off and say, you know, this is fine. You know, nobody lives a fulfilled life anyway. Why do I need to change anything? And so, yeah, that's how it came about. And it has, you know, this kitschy title, but it really is all about thinking through what it is that you actually want. What are your talents? How do you want to use them? How do you want to use your time? And then, you know, just gives you different things to think about. And then you come out of the book with a plan of action in order to move you forward. And so it just talks about, you know, what are some things that you can expect as you go through the process, that, you know, it's not always going to be perfect and, you know, you need to be flexible, be able to pivot. That support is important. You know, I call it your supporting cast, the different people in your life that you get different types of energies from. And then there's lots of space in the book for you to journal, because I always refer to my life as a journey, you know, finding joy in the journey. And, you know, you might be facing a difficult decision right now, or an opportunity where you say, hey, I want to pivot. This likely is not the last time that you'll need to, you know, make some kind of decision that could change your life. And you can use the book as a reference of like, okay, what were the things that I was thinking about? What are the approaches that I tried that didn't work for me? Or, oh, what did work for me? What are some different things, you know, that I accomplished where I said, hey, yeah, I didn't think I could do this in the beginning. And, you know, I'm going to put this down as a victory. Like, you need those types of things to continue on your journey. And that's the book in a nutshell.
We'll be back with more from Tricia in just a second. If you've ever been frustrated with where you are in life, or you wanted to make a change, but you weren't really sure how, Tricia's book, I'm Sick of This Shit, is the perfect guide to help you choose your new direction. It's going to walk you through the thought processes necessary for change. It provides some first steps just to get you started on your new path. Same goes for Daily Success Publishing, one of the sponsors of the Rockstar Principles podcast, also home of the 101 Ways to Rock book series, with the latest being an update of the very first one, Everyday Activities for Success Every Day. And since we're all home during a pandemic, what better time to work on yourself, figure out what it is you want to do next, figure out what you want to change, and be ready when we, hopefully, fingers crossed, come out of this virus, this pandemic, early next year. Now is the perfect time to change. I'm Sick of This Shit and 101 Ways to Rock Everyday Activities for success every day. Both books are available on Amazon and wherever books are sold.
I love it. You know, there's another author I love speaking to. His name is Rick Gillis. And he says, you know, sometimes it's hard to come up with what is my skill set? What do I do best? Where do I shine? When people say, well, you know, what do you bring to the job? A lot of people just, well, you know, I'm a team player, and you know, you don't want to do that. He says you want to have specific examples. And if you can't think of any, go back to professors, go back to former employers, go back to former managers, go back to former coworkers, or even people you're working with now, and say, what do I bring to this position? What have I done for this company? What have I done for this team? And you'll come up with some new phrases and some new things that also help you with that doubt you talk about. Delete your doubt.
Yeah. So
tell me a couple of things, specific things on the checklist, maybe towards the very beginning, because we've told people, okay, you've gotten to the point where you're sick of this shit. You know you need to make a change, and my gosh, we are in such a weird world right now. You got all the time in the world to think about this change and get all your ducks in a row. So what are some of the first things people can do to start making the change?
Yeah, so I'm obviously on the career side of things, so I tackle both. And job is a huge piece of the puzzle. You spend, I think the quote is, two-thirds of your life at work. And so, you know, you should take a look at what you do for a living. And like, I know saying that, people are like, oh my gosh, we're in the middle of a pandemic, people are losing their jobs. And I understand that. And like, how you plot out your action plan afterwards, you know, we'll take all of those things into consideration. But take a look at your job. Are you excited about it? Do you like the type of work that you do? Is it interesting? Are you continuing to grow? Are you challenged? Do you enjoy the people that you work with? Where are there maybe opportunities for you to flex in some different ways within your current position? When you look at everything, you'll take a look at your job, you'll take a look at, sometimes it's relationships. It can be, you know, friends that are draining all your energy. It could be from a health perspective, like, hey, you know, I do a lot of sitting. I want to start, you know, walking every day. So you'll look at those different pockets of your life and decide, okay, where is one thing that I'd like to change? And if it's, you know, a job thing and maybe you're not feeling challenged, you would start out by saying, okay, what are some things that I can do to find new challenges within my role? That could be talking to a manager, that can be, you know, making new connections within your organization to learn about what some of those other opportunities might be. If it happens to be, you know, something outside of work, like, hey, I want to start walking every single day, you can just start small, something 10 minutes, and then go from there. You know, before you know it, you're walking for a full hour. So it just kind of depends on what you have going on. But the job is definitely going to be the bigger thing, the easier thing, or the obvious thing for you to take a look at, and then move from there.
So, and it's baby steps. That's what I'm taking away from this, is whatever that change is you need to take. Maybe it's just looking up somebody you think has a cool job on LinkedIn and looking at how did they get there? What, you know, I always tell people it used to be called stalking. Now it's just called Googling, or
it's called research.
Yes, it's called research now. But yeah, do that. So talk to me a little bit before I let you go about networking. I see a lot of, I work with a lot of college students just like you, and they don't realize that networking is not just your business contacts. It's, you know, it could be your Uber driver. You don't know who knows who.
Exactly. Yes, that is exactly right. And I am always pushing networking. Like, it is not a sprint, it is a marathon. And, you know, it's relationship building at a basic level. So it does take some time. I am a huge advocate for LinkedIn. Over the last 8 years, I have not had to look for a job. They always found me on LinkedIn. And that was because I was putting my information out there. I was telling my story about what I could bring to my roles in university recruiting and just kind of sharing what my lens is, my take on things, what my energy is. And people liked that. And so they were, you know, connecting with me, or, you know, people would reach out and say, hey, I think you'd be a great fit for this role. So anytime I'm coaching someone, that's probably the first thing that I'll ask is, well, one, what is it that you're needing? Like, where do you need my support? But two, if it's from a career perspective, like, okay, what does your LinkedIn look at? And I have a little crash course that I do on using LinkedIn. But the thing with networking, it really does need to be a two-way street. So, you know, you find that person who's just like attached to you, who wants something from you. And it's like, no, you know, how can I support you? This is how you can support me. Let it be an exchange. And, you know, sometimes those things.
And don't be afraid to ask. Don't be afraid to ask for what you need. Rather, I need a job. I need an introduction. I need, can you tell me how to do this? Can you answer my question? Don't be afraid to ask.
Don't be afraid to ask. And, you know, just because you meet somebody today and you think that they're in a position to help you, doesn't mean that the opportunity is going to be there right away. You know, keep in touch with the people that you're networking with. You know, don't let your LinkedIn go stale. You know, get on there every now and again, send, you know, an article. If you think you saw something that, you know, they might find interesting, share some of those things, because that's how you keep the lines of communication open. And you're kind of top of the mind, you know, as they're hearing about other things, you know, they're like, oh, you know, I just talked to Trisha recently. I think she's in the university recruiting space, or I think she's, you know, a speaker. I should reach out to her because I heard XYZ. You know, those, that's how it happened. So it's definitely a two-way street, and it's definitely not something that is going to, you know, be a strong network overnight, because like I said, it's relationship building and it needs to be cultivated over time.
Vivica von Rosen, who's considered a big LinkedIn expert, I like how she puts it. She says, you know what? Your resume, you want to condense it. You want to get it into one page if you can. LinkedIn, for the most part, is free unless you decide to go with the premium, but you can get just as much out of it, the free side of LinkedIn. But she goes, it is free real estate. It is free real estate, and you can make that lot as big as you want it. And by the way, here's a little trick I learned. If you write your description on the app on your phone, you get 220 characters. Mm-hmm. If you write it on the computer, you only get 120 characters. So think about how you want to describe yourself. I mean, go look at my profile. And if you edit it on your computer, it will take you back to 120 characters. So, I mean, that's another 100 characters that you can describe who you are and what you want. So I think we're going to put, you know, usually I interview somebody in the passion section of the Rockstar Principles of Success. I also interview somebody in the networking section. I think you, Trisha, have definitely managed to take over both of those sections, because you're right. And I want people to know that you can take Trisha's steps, that just get started. Again, the book is I'm Sick of This Shit, but you can do what you love. You can. I had a college student once say, you know, I've spent 4 years learning accounting, oil and gas accounting. I'm not passionate about that at all. And you tell people to go find something they're passionate about. I'm passionate about golf. I can't make a living in golf. I'm like, Tiger Woods needs an accountant.
Exactly. You know, golf organizations need accountants, or
golf,
the way
golf
that
tech needs, you know, golf stores need accountants, whatever.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, from that perspective, you can say, do I want my passion to be the thing that I do in my job? Or do I want to make sure that golf is just something that I keep in my life, but it's not my job? Maybe you go mentor a golf program, or, you know, some of the charity golf tournaments. Maybe that means volunteering your time. And so it's just a matter of perspective, but I do strongly believe that we can have fulfilling lives. And I just happen to be so fortunate that I find my fulfillment helping other people find theirs. So I think it's possible. You got to keep at it and be persistent, intentional, and consistent. and you can see, you know, the life that you desire unfolding in front of you.
It's Tricia Sidamire.
Sidamire, yep.
Sidamire. I'm getting
that's
there.
Good. Yeah.
I'll have all the links in the podcast description. The book is I'm Sick of This Shit. Speaker, career coach, ass kicker. thank you. I highly recommend if you are panicking during this quarantine, or you just need a change, go to Tricia's website. Again, a link in the description, because just the first page of the website is so inspiring. And you give people so much information. And then, of course, they can dive deep into everything it is that you offer. But thank you so much. You are the epitome of passion and networking and knowledge and appreciation. And I appreciate that.
Thank you so much for having me. It has been good speaking with you. And I look forward to connecting with folks over on my website, TrishaSidamire.com. But yes, onward and upward.
And they can find you on LinkedIn.
Yes, I am on LinkedIn.
Any other social media you want to mention?
I am on Instagram, Tricia Sidamire. I'm also on Facebook, also on Tricia Sidamire. If you go to my website, all of the links are there in case anyone has any issues finding my last name. That's Sitemere. So Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn. I'm also on YouTube, and then my website.
She is a rock star. That's why I had her on this episode of the podcast. You're listening to the Rockstar Principles of Success. I'm Dana Steele. We will be right back with more.
As we wrap up this episode, I wanted to tell you the story of Disco 94. What a dark time in music that was. I had left college to go to work for a big rock station in Houston, Texas, KRLY. They went by the name Y94. And I guess I'd been there for several months. I was working in the front office. I was doing a weekend shift, you know, anything, sweeping the floors, filing records, anything to get a job there. And I guess I'd been there for several months when overnight they changed formats from Y94, a rock and roll powerhouse, to Disco 94, fired the entire staff. All of a sudden, I found myself a full-time DJ on Disco 94. Not a big fan of disco, never been a big fan of disco. Definitely don't like disco after all those years of, or excuse me, months, all those months of playing those records. It just felt like years is what it was. But, you know, I learned a really valuable lesson from that. First of all, it's when somebody says you want to step up and take one of these positions. Yes, you do. It may not be the most perfect job, but it got my foot in the door. And from there on, I stayed in radio for the next, gosh, over 20 years. But I also learned a lesson watching how some of the greats reacted to this change in music. It was really a dark time for rock and roll, and a lot of artists disappeared or just didn't know what to do with it. But I watched bands like the Rolling Stones embrace it and release dance mixes. David Bowie hated the song Let's Dance. If you talk to Earl Slick, his guitarist at the time, who I've remained friends with since then, they hated playing that song. But it was such a huge hit for Bowie that, of course, every time he did a concert, people wanted to hear that. Look at what Aerosmith went on later on to do with Run DMC, re-recording a rap version of Walk This Way. People thought the band had lost their mind, but they hadn't. They were just keeping up with the changes in the industry. So, yes, change can be... It can seem awful, it can seem scary, but it can also open up a whole new way of doing things for you. It can open up a whole new customer base. It can open up a whole new life for you. So I know it's hard right now with what's going on with the virus and the pandemic and the way our lives have been just changed so incredibly, but try to sit back, try to find the ways that you can to enjoy it. Start looking for ways to, how are you going to change? How are you going to do something new, something different? And if should this ever happen to us again, I love the way my son said, you know, should this ever happen again, I don't want to be in this position. where I'm out of work. I want to make sure there's some sort of funds coming in. So, I wish I could tell you magically what it is you should be doing, and I can't, but try to embrace it and try to figure out what's next. I am Dana Steele. Thank you so much for being a part of this year. Oh, wow. We definitely all want to see the end of 2020, don't we? Thank you for your ideas. Thank you for your suggestions. Thank you. Thank you so much for listening to The Rockstar Principles. The Rockstar Principles of Success is brought to you in part by WCD Speakers, Daily Success Publishing, home of the 101 Ways to Rock book series, and by JFA Entertainment, copyright 2020, all rights reserved. For more information, visit therockbusiness.com and follow me, Dana Steele, on Twitter, LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, wherever you are. I'll be there helping make you successful. Rock on!